Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled, For His Own Sake. Now here's Darlene.
God blots out my sins and forgets them forever. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah 43. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. I'm so thankful he removes my sins with his divine eraser. And I'm even more thankful that he never remembers them again. But only recently did I really notice the part of that verse that says that God blots out my sins for his own sake. I always thought God blotted out my sins for my sake so that I could have eternal life. But this verse says he did it for his sake. Incredible! God paid that unbelievably high price to do away with my sins because he wants a relationship with me that is not possible except at great cost to God. It follows then that communication with God must be very important to this great one who wants a close relationship with us. It's what we call prayer, and that changes the whole concept. As a mother tucked her little boy in bed one night, she asked him if he had said his prayers. "No, Mom," he replied, "I don't need anything tonight." So often I'm like that little boy. But prayer is so much more than bringing our grocery list of needs to God. He wants fellowship with us. He wants to walk with us and talk with us all of the time. To make this relation possible, he wipes out our sins for his own sake. What a marvelous reality. Take a moment. Bow your head right now and thank him for the privilege of knowing him and sharing with him the innermost thoughts of your heart. Don't wait to pray until you need something. God doesn't need anything either, but he wants to talk with you and have companionship with you.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.